Welcome, people. If you're new to the podcast, or new to me, my name's Daniel Tintle, and I run two podcasts. No Politics, which focuses on conversations revolving around world issues and viewing those issues through a humanitarian scope. And my second podcast, The Bullock, is a daily news show that's posted Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. that focuses on important news stories that fail to break into the media's monopoly each day, but are yet still so important, which that podcast will return in full swing in May after I'm done with this documentary here. If you're new here, I spend a lot of time talking with my podcast guests who specialize in solving world issues, generally from a localized level. And I try to be an extended digital arm to maximize their outreach while also putting my own two cents into the solution in which they're trying to solve. You know, interview after interview with podcast guests, we chat about solving some of the world's problems, whether it's more of a social issue, like people hating their jobs or OnlyFans becoming the most desired career opportunity all of a sudden, to examining the rise in endangered species, to discussing the reasons as to why 80,000 American soldiers are still missing in action since World War II. A lot of issues that just barely reached the digital surface today, which is insane, but then it dawned on me. I thought, what actual problem do I know of that I can probably help solve myself here? Now, I've been a server and bartender myself down here in Miami, and the more I did it, and the more I met others who did it, the more I realized just how absolutely corrupt this system is down here in this industry. If you live here, or if you've ever visited down here, especially in the major neighborhoods of Miami, like South Beach, Brickell, Wynwood, Midtown, Downtown, Edgewater, or the Design District even, or even Coral Gables, you probably know when you get that restaurant bill, you're going to see an 18% or a 20% additional charge, aka the service charge. Everyone's favorite thing to see. Even though the only person who's happy to see it are the restaurant owners. And I'm going to break down this awful, deceptive practice here for you real quick. So, someone's walking down the street in Miami, a couple. They see an aesthetically pleasing restaurant and they go, "Oh, honey, this place looks really nice. Why don't we try here?" So the couple walks in and dines. If they're from out of town, the service is probably a bit slower than they're used to, but let's fast forward to the end. The check comes. They've had a great time, and they see a bill that is already way more expensive than they originally thought it'd be. But we're on vacation, and it's Miami, so it's whatever. Then they go down, they see the service charge that seems to have already been caked into their bill from the very beginning. Now, from my experience and my research, the service charge in Miami ranges between 18% and 22% most of the time across the entire city. This couple now feels bamboozled when they see this upcharge for the cost of sitting, even though they were probably going to tip 18 to 20 or 22% anyway. But now they feel a little slighted. And they'll do one of two things. Either pay it and feel like they got bamboozled and carry around severe animosity and distrust towards restaurants throughout the city now, or they'll ask the server. What is this? Is this the tip? If you're a server or bartender, you deal with this every day. Either way, the fee is getting paid, and the guest is assuming that it is the tip. But it's not the tip. A good portion of that service charge is going directly into the restaurant's pocket itself, not the server or bartender. And that server or bartender is on average only receiving about 8 to 9% of that service charge, within some cases actually receiving 0% of the service charge, as the restaurant actually is keeping the entire 18 to 22% to itself in some cases. Meanwhile, the guest of the restaurant walks out and they feel like they've tipped, the server or bartender is getting paid only about 8% on that check. Restaurants are well known throughout the world for threading the needle with labor laws to try to make a profit, because it is tough in the restaurant industry. But this absolutely takes the cake here. Now, you're probably thinking two things right now. A, how is that a thing? And B, how do you know all of this? Well, I'll answer the second question first here. I know this because myself and my team have spent the last 6 months dining at the top 150 restaurants throughout Miami, have all the receipts, and have talked to all of these very disheveled bartenders and servers in person to get a better understanding of where exactly that service charge money is going. And from my research, it isn't going to the fucking service workers. It's going directly into the pockets of the restaurant owners who are simultaneously taking a bottle of Casamigos and selling a teaspoon of it for more than the entire fucking bottle costs itself, and then charging you an extra 20% fee for sitting down in their establishment. And they take the money that you assume is a tip and use that money to actually pay the hourly wage of your server or bartender, which you think is the tip. Restaurants in Miami have found a new way to truly cut out the middleman by financially cutting out the server and bartender, but still requiring that same labor from the server and bartender to work just as hard to make less money, and also to make less money than they would have made if there wasn't even a service charge included in the check, and we just went regular gratuity based off of discretion. And the customer assumes that the server is making more by charging the service charge that doesn't even go to them in the first place. This deceptive, conniving, and illegal practice, no matter how many restaurant owners try to say this practice is legal, it's fucking not, which I will surely get more into on the documentary. It's going to stop, and I welcome anyone listening right now to follow my accounts and watch my documentary called Tips for the Top, on which this will be released sometime in May on YouTube, that will bring this issue to light. This documentary will include results directly from the over 150 restaurants that we've shopped throughout all the major neighborhoods in Miami, interviews with attorneys and Miami restaurant experts to help break this entire issue down, and of course, street interviews where I ask you, the general public of Miami, their thoughts on this issue. So if you see me on the street doing some street interviews, this is what I'm doing. Don't be afraid to come over and give me your thoughts and be part of this documentary. Now, this documentary also isn't going to be a total pinata on the entire industry in Miami either. There are some very good restaurants who treat their employees very fairly and have beyond fair tipping practices that I will also highlight as well. My goal here is to bring this open secret to an end. Servers, bartenders, and support staff deserve the money that they earn, and restaurant customers deserve to know exactly where their money is going to. More details, along with teaser clips, will only be released on both of my podcasts, The Bullock and No Politics, my YouTube channel, and on my Instagram, so make sure you follow those accounts, and I will see you then.
An all-new episode.
No politics. No one is talking about this.
More than 80,000 Americans missing from our previous conflicts going back to World War II.
80,000 missing Americans?
These great species are never going to come back again.
Extinction is forever.
The trajectory that the United States is on right now as it relates to violence is not a good one.
87.9% of men on OnlyFans are married.
No politics.
No politics. Let's do it.